Welcome to the Computing There I Was podcast. I am your host, Richie Bielak. In this podcast, we'll have conversations with veterans of the computing industry to hear about their adventures. Welcome to Computing There I Was podcast. My name is Richie Bielak, and I will be your host. In this podcast, what I'm hoping to do is to have conversations with people who have worked in computing for a while and experienced the various technological changes that happened over the past 40, 50 years. As it turns out, today in 2025, it has been 50 years since I wrote my very first program. That was when I was taking physics class in college, and it was a three-line Fortran program on punch cards. It actually turned out that when I was in college, I needed to take science courses, and physics became too hard for me, so I switched instead of physics to computer science, which turned out to be easy and fun. So that's how I kind of fell into the profession of software engineer. When I first started, I worked at the bank on mainframe IBM computers, programming mostly in COBOL and assembler. But relatively quickly, I switched to working on mini computers. The first ones were PDP-11s and then VAXes. And the software I was writing was telecommunication software, where basically the bank had to talk to other organizations like the Federal Reserve Bank or some financial networks, electronically passing messages back and forth. So that's kind of became my work for quite many years. And after the mini computers, I moved on to work on Unix workstations. For a while was Sun machines, then Linux machines. There was time when I was using actual Windows PCs, but mostly at the time I was developing software in Java, which was meant to run on servers, Unix servers. I haven't done much with PCs, or Windows PCs anyway. However, as a fun project that I had at home, I did quite a bit of programming on the Commodore Amiga, mostly because I wanted to play with the graphics and the kind of stuff you could do there. And throughout my career, one of the things that I wound up doing is not following necessarily the mainstream of the industry, but kind of being on the side. So, for example, I like to use and learn different unusual programming languages. The list of languages I have is quite big, but I wrote software in Pascal, then Module 2, then Eiffel. Then more mainstream was Java and Python and C++ and C. When the internet boom happened, I actually was working for an internet startup that only lasted about a year and a half. It was an interesting application that tried to use the internet in some financial thingies. And finally, I ended my career at Google, where I first worked on Google payment systems and later on internal infrastructure that is there to help people at Google write applications, internal applications, easier, mostly because Google is rather large and some of the infrastructure can be a little bit complicated. So hopefully, you will join me in listening to conversations I have with people that I work with and maybe some other people that I know. Basically, I would like to preserve some of the history because some of the stories that people have are quite interesting. And these are the people, not the ones who you hear about or who appeared on cover of Time magazine or whatnot, but people who did the actual work. These are the guys and gals who wrote the code. Join me. And I'll see you next time. Bye.